Christopher Luxon has been formally welcomed to Thailand, the first time for a Kiwi Prime Minister in more than a decade. In the past hour, the two countries' leaders have emerged from their meeting and made joint statements. Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch is in Bangkok and he joins us now. Okay, Craig, what did they have to say for themselves?
Kia ora, Lisa. The headline, the big headline out of this is trade-related. There was a commitment, a goal, an ambition to triple two-way trade by 2045, so over the next two decades or so, roughly. Not a lot of detail in the statements on how they're going to achieve that, but actually, funnily enough, over the past 20 years, they have done the same thing. So since the free trade deal between both countries was signed 20 years ago, they've tripled trade. Now they want to do that again. The Thai Prime Minister, he talked about a new era here of closer relations, really trying to elevate that partnership. It has been 11 years since a Kiwi Prime Minister was welcomed here like this. It's been quite a bit of off time. There was a period of military rule here in Thailand and then, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. But both leaders talked about reinvigorating that relationship, not just economic cooperation, but also defence and security ties, people-to-people links, and tourism. Tourism is interesting too. They announced there the resumption of direct flights between Thailand and New Zealand and also the goal of 40,000 Thai tourists a year visiting New Zealand from next year. Also some conversations about regional security. As you'd expect, there's a crisis here in this region and just over the border in Myanmar, a civil war. Mr. Luxon has actually come under some domestic pressure over a meeting of officials happening in New Zealand where Myanmar is attending. He defended having those officials attend, saying it's a bit different because it's a bit different to have officials attending as opposed to political leaders having any involvement. So we're seeing here, all the way in Thailand, a few domestic and international issues coming together while abroad.
Craig, in the past month, Thai visas for Kiwis have jumped up, in some cases fivefold. Did we get any answers to why, just very quickly before we move on?
No, there were some significant increases last month that caught a lot of Kiwis off guard. It used to be that a 60-day tourist visa to Thailand was $60. Last month, that jumped up to $300. So I asked Mr. Luxon what was going on there. Had New Zealand fallen out of favour with Thailand? He said he wasn't aware of the issue, but he did say that tourism would be something he'd raise. We heard a little bit about it there and that he would look further into that question. So we'll follow up on that again tomorrow.
Also, these two Kiwi brothers who were arrested in Thailand last month, do we know if that got raised at all?
That did not get raised, no. We did ask the Prime Minister about that, given the high-profile nature of these arrests, but he was pretty clear that is not on his agenda. He says it is a matter before the courts here. Pretty simple, it would not be appropriate for him to intervene. So no, the New Zealand government is not swinging to the rescue. The process is going to play out in the courts.
Thank you, Craig. That is our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch, who is in Bangkok, travelling with the Prime Minister, Christopher Luxon.